The 1960s were a time of exploration. The post-war transition led to the development of free-formed thinking. Nearly every art platform was experimenting with different styles and patterns. The Beatles were a group that encouraged and impacted the abstract art forms that were arising in the mid-60s. They took over almost every radio station with their peaceful messages and uplifting instrumentals. The release of Eleanor Rigby altered the existing position of music and featured a complex addition that was unpopular at the time and in their previous works. It was unheard of to mix classical and pop rhythms with modern-day lyrics, and even more unusual to succeed in doing so. Yet a majority of the music, like Eleanor Rigby, became instant classics. These compositions fall into the category known as Baroque pop. You're listening to Submerge, a podcast that shows the journey and the evolution of subgenres of music. This episode is focused on the subgenre known as Baroque pop. To understand Baroque pop, we must begin at the birth of the art form known as Baroque. The Baroque era between the 1600s to the 1750s was a time in the arts history that emphasized everything. Narrowing in on the music, composers exaggerated the contrast between loud versus soft volumes and solos versus ensembles within their pieces. The moods quickly shift throughout their works, yet maintain an energetic vibe. Composed by Vivaldi, performed by Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, Four Seasons is a masterpiece that clearly showcases this point, specifically Spring in the second movement. Baroque music is constructed by all sorts of different instruments. In the full piece of Vivaldi's Four Seasons, violins, violas, cellos, basses, and harpsichord are layered and scattered throughout. The stringed keyboard, the harpsichord, is a major component of this genre and can be heard in various works of this time. And within the Baroque pop genre. Featuring similar instruments like the harpsichord, the classical sound like Vivaldi's are carried over 240 years later into the Baroque pop genre. In May of 1966, the Beach Boys released an album that would put Baroque pop into the mainstream. Their famous love ballad, God Only Knows, off the album Pet Sounds, contained a mesh of pop and classical music. The Beach Boys took the energetic vibes from classical music and integrated it into what was popular at the time. For a band with as much fame as them, it was unusual to have an experimental album release and hit the charts. This story is similar to that of the Beatles with their album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which furthered the Baroque pop wave at the time. Why would she treat us so? This specific track, She's Leaving Home, highlights the Beatles' emotional and more saddening music. They accomplished this tone with this song by including light background music that has exaggerated and emphasized strums and chords throughout the bridge. The Beatles usually mash simple lyrics over complex sounds to create a psychedelic tone, but with She's Leaving Home, they chose to slow down their pace and design a striking piece of music. She's leaving home after living alone for so many. Though the Beach Boys and other artists at this time were still producing albums, Baroque pop's trend fell. Between the 70s and the 90s, this genre was almost considered extinct. Then, around 1994, the Divine Comedy revived this genre. Off their album titled Promenade, the song Bath really stood out to me for its odd style. Like most Baroque pop music, the keyboard and string instruments carry a vibrant tone throughout the duration of the song, and becomes exaggerated once the lyrics are added in. The Divine Comedy contributed to the revival of Baroque pop and impacted the modern-day artists within this genre to forward the sound. Panic at the Disco, Vampire Weekend, and Lana Del Rey are artists that have continued the Baroque pop sound to today. Florence and the Machine is one of my favorite bands within this genre, Before I even discovered what Baroque pop was, my favorite Florence track was off of her 2011 album titled Ceremonials. Only If For a Night perfectly assesses the classical Baroque style into the Baroque pop genre today. Featuring a strong contrast between solo and ensemble vocals and loud and soft instrumentals, this Florence and the Machine track exemplifies the position and future direction of this genre. For WHJE Radio, this has been Emily Patton. More stories like this can be found at whje.com.